Live from the WTAD studios in the Lincoln Douglas Building in downtown Quincy, it's time to pull up a chair and assemble today's WTAD News Roundtable.
Just a me thing, a here thing, or these things. And that's industry talk for, I'm only getting one channel out of my headset.
It's on both of mine, so it might be your headset.
Yeah, it might be you.
All right. I've been riding these for quite a few many years now, so it wouldn't surprise me, especially after having a talk with somebody about how reliable they were earlier this week. It would be right on time, because God loves irony. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the News Roundtable. Good morning. My name is Quade, joined by Steve Bull, who has his hands all over some of the new equipment that he's dealing with this morning. Welcome to the club, Steve.
Thank you very much. I like it a lot.
Scott Hardy is joining us, fresh from the WTAD newsroom. Mm-hmm. Yesterday afternoon, Governor Pritzker released his five-year plan to revitalize the economy here in the land of Lincoln. So we'll dig into what Governor Pritzker's plans are and try and get to some of the details of how he's going to bring this about. We'll do that on the back half of today's show. But first things first, in with all the latest from the WTAD Newsroom, say good morning to Scott Hart.
Good morning, Quade. Good morning, everybody. Nearly 2,000 educators are spending the next 2 days in Quincy starting this morning. Quincy Conference 2019 got underway this morning at 8 a.m. at Quincy Senior High School. It runs till 4 and will go again on Friday from 8 to 4. Statement from organizers says this year's conference will focus, quote, on how educators can engage in innovative educational strategies to enhance teaching and learning, end quote. They add that anyone interested can still register to attend. You can register tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. at the Quincy Senior High School cafeteria. This year's keynote speaker lineup will include 9 different speakers. They'll cover topics from instructional practices to social-emotional learning to student engagement. To all you teachers from out of town, thanks for being here. And, of course, spend early and spend often. So U.S. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois was in Nauvoo yesterday discussing new federal legislation to help rural fire departments. Durbin visited Nauvoo to meet with leaders from the Nauvoo Fire Protection District about the implementation of the Supporting and Improving Rural EMS Needs, or SIREN Act. The new law will fund a federal grant program to support rural fire and emergency medical services agencies. That would include training and recruiting staff, conducting courses to satisfy certification requirements, and buying equipment. Statement from Durbin's office says that equipment could include anything from naloxone and first aid kits to power stretchers or new ambulances. Mark Kennedy, a paramedic for the Nauvoo Fire Protection District and chair of the Illinois chapter of the National Association of EMTs, helped get the bill passed. That bill was signed into law late last year, as part of a farm bill. Durbin is in Quincy at this moment. He is holding a press conference at Quincy Bay at the Lincoln Park there, talking about Quincy Bay. That's after a meeting with the Quincy Bay Restoration and Enhancement Association and local officials. They're talking about how Quincy Bay and the siltage that has seeped in and lost water volume as well, and that's caused the depths to fall to 1 to 3 feet there in Quincy Bay. The proposal is to try to get some money out of the Corps of Engineers to possibly do some heavy-duty dredging to get that water level back up to where it needs to be. We'll have more on that for you throughout the afternoon. Iowa's Lieutenant Governor will spend part of his day today in Fort Madison. Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg will attend the Lee County Economic Development Group's Salute to Industry Summit at the Quality Inn and Suites in Fort Madison. That will be from 11:30 to 1. Lee County EDG says that the summit will highlight the importance of manufacturing in Lee County. In addition to Gregg, industry leaders and government officials from Lee County and Southeast Iowa will also be attending. Boil orders in effect for a part of Mount Sterling, Illinois. That boil order was issued around 3 p.m. Wednesday for all homes in the 100 block of East Main, the 100 block of East South, the 100 block of North Capitol, the 100 block of South Capitol, and the south side of the 100 block of East North. No reason was given by Mount Sterling Director of Public Works Dusty Buss. All residents in those areas should boil their water for consumption until further notice. Also, Mill Creek Water District says that a boil order that was issued earlier this week for the Hickory Grove subdivision in nearby areas, that has now been lifted. Several railroad crossings in Pike County, Illinois, are being closed for the next few days while repairs are being made. That's according to the Pike County Sheriff's Office. They say that over the next few days, the Norfolk and Southern Railroad will replace track at three different locations. Crossing on 300th Street in Hadley Township, about 3 miles east of Barry, is closed. Crossing on 290th Street in Hadley Township, about 2 miles east of Barry, also closed. Pike County Highway Department says those roads will be closed for the next couple of days. A crossing on County Highway 2 south of Bayless reopened around 2 p.m. Wednesday after being closed. Some Shelby County teenagers and their parents will hear a message this evening from a statewide group that wants teens to drive safer. Think First Missouri will hold its first impact program tonight at North Shelby High from 6 to 7:30. The group, working with the Missouri Department of Transportation, Highway Safety and Traffic Division, says it developed First Impact as a, quote, evidence-based facilitated traffic safety parent program. They add the goal of First Impact is to reduce new driver crashes by increasing parental awareness and enforcement of Missouri's graduated driver license law. The Illinois Department of Ag has launched an investigation into a disposal issue at an Adams County hog confinement. New tip received by our news gathering partners at KHQA-TV about from concerned neighbors after they sent a picture to the station showing dozens of dead pigs near the confinement. Department of Ag spokesperson said that an investigation is taking place at County Line Swine, and it's not the first one that they've conducted. The immediate details couldn't be provided by the Ag Department, but they could take weeks. They also mentioned that they've been called previously to the confinement for the same issue. Adams County State's Attorney Gary Farha says his office hasn't received any documentation from the IDOA on the matter, but they are aware of the investigation. County Line Swine was approved by the Department of Agriculture in late December last year, even though neighbors spoke out in opposition to the CAFO during county board meetings. In other news, two Quincy men facing Class X charges after their arrest on Quincy's southwest side have both pleaded not guilty and will go on trial in December. Emmanuel Yisrael and Nathan Buss entered those pleas Wednesday at separate hearings in Adams County Circuit Court. Records show both men will go on trial December 9th. They're charged with Class X counts of armed violence and aggravated vehicle hijacking, along with a third count of aggravated battery. Prosecutors say that Quincy police were called around 12:15 a.m. on the morning of September 22nd to the 800 block of South 8th Street, where they found an injured man along with a building that was damaged after a vehicle ran into it. The unidentified man said that the pair had beaten him and then stolen his car. Both are in the Adams County Jail. Yisrael's being held on $500,000 bond. Buss is being held on $300,000 bond. And a Quincy man indicted last week on charges that he allegedly broke into a Quincy home with a handgun and then knocked out by the homeowner. His plea did not guilty. Ryan Stanton was in Adams County Circuit Court Wednesday, where he waived his arraignment and pleaded not guilty. He'll go on trial December 9th. Stanton was indicted last week by an Adams County grand jury on a Class X count of home invasion and one count of unlawful possession of a firearm by a felon. The home invasion count has a 6 to 30 year sentence if convicted. Stanton was arrested on the morning of September 14th based on an incident that allegedly happened around 1:30 a.m. at a home in the 1300 block of North 4th. Reports say Stanton allegedly went into the home armed with a handgun and threatened the residents. The home's owner then reportedly hit Stanton in the face, knocking him unconscious. Stanton's in the Adams County Jail on $75,000 bond. More local news comes your way, of course, throughout the afternoon. Listen in right here on WTAD.com and on our social media, including both Twitter and Facebook.
Talking about dredging the bay, help me out here. If we're going to have the large riverboats dock here along the riverfront in Quincy, is that part of that area that would need to be dredged? I'm trying to, in my mind, imagine the area where those boats would dock and into the bay that, or would it?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I can't imagine them going through the bay. I would imagine that they would just, like, they would probably go close.
Close to the bay, okay.
Right, they would on the other side there of the islands and then pulling into the proposed dock there on Hampshire Street there at front. But I can't see them using the bay. But the bay is just, it's more for, like, local folks and bringing in tourists, you know, to try to revitalize that. I know the Park District would be very appreciative if that bay was dredged because they've got the marina there. So.
Sure. All right. Thank you very much, sir. 1016. We'll take a timeout. And when we come back, Governor Pritzker's plan to revitalize the state's economy. We'll get into that next. It's a five-year plan. We'll get into that next on the News Roundtable.
WTAD.
Are we playing?
Yeah.
For which?
Diamond Dave.
Diamond Dave. All right, kids, you know how to do this. We're playing the How Old Is That Aging Musician, or in this case, vocalist, Van Halen, former Van Halen frontman. I guess current.
He's with him, yep.
Yeah. Van Halen frontman, David Lee Roth, apparently having a birthday today.
Yes, he is.
And 70 is our starting points. Over or under, Scott?
Oh, I'm going way under on this one.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because first album was out, I believe, in 79.
No.
77.
Okay, that's a couple of years then. So, 62.
I'm going to say older than 62. I'm going to give me 66.
Quaid wins today. 65.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
I thought Dave was a little older than the other guys.
Okay.
I'm not sure how old the Van Halen brothers are.
By the way, if you go to David, he has his own podcast.
Oh, God.
Yes. Yes.
I'd be afraid to, but go ahead.
Yes. And it is all day. I mean.
Into the mind of David Lee Roth. Oh, my goodness.
If you go to Dave's website, at least late last year, earlier this year, his landing page is him dancing to the OJs. And it is, and you can see that it's in a studio, and he's moved all the furniture out of the way, and it's just him dancing. And I'm going to be honest with you. It's entertaining.
Oh, sure.
Him dancing to Love Train is entertaining.
I'll have to look for that one.
The guy's just got that magical it that makes you want to stay and watch. So, yes, he can be a pain in everybody's side. And happy birthday, Dave. So, 65.
Yeah, he is a showman, definitely.
Officially. Yeah. Gets his silver card today. Welcome back to the News Roundtable. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Was I right yesterday, Steve? Did the National League Championship Series begin in St. Louis?
Yes, it will.
Friday?
Tomorrow night.
Okay. Yeah, no more afternoon games.
All nighttime from here on out.
Everything else is whittled down. All right. I would ask our human resources director.
No, that's not true. I'll have to look this up because, game two...
Is a day?
Could be a day because the American League starts Saturday.
Okay, so they might.
I'll look it up.
Put it on a day game for game two. All right. Congratulations to the Cardinals making it to the National League Championship Series.
In the wonderfully anticlimactic way that they did it, too.
Oh, well, yeah.
After one inning, it's like, we're in.
Well, you never want to say before the other team has even batted to go, this is over. You know, you never want to do that. As you're aware, if you get a lead early, even if it's a 3 or 4 goal lead, you want to make sure you finish it and you don't take the rest of the game off.
True.
And
true.
Go through the paces. However, I will share that Steve and I shared a text back and forth yesterday concerning swapping out players for specific purposes looking towards the National League Championship Series.
Like certain pitchers, maybe?
Yes. Yeah. We were thinking, do you roll? Do you just tell Ponce de Leon, get out there, get me 3 or 4 innings right now? You can't be fresher, and we want to save Jack for game one of the NLCS, and they opted against that. Again, just to make sure that the craziest thing didn't happen and a competitive game that, you know, didn't evolve from what wasn't from the first top of the first inning on. All right.
Real quick, they're the 7 o'clock game tomorrow night, and then the Saturday one is 3.
Okay, so it is an afternoon start. All right. Thank you very much, sir. Governor Pritzker released a 5-year plan yesterday afternoon. He says to revitalize the economy here in the land of Lincoln. Revitalizing the economy here is should be easier than ever, the way the country's economy is going. However, we lag behind in many areas, and the governor broke it down into segments emphasizing customer service. And I thought that was odd, but coming from the business world that he's in with the Hyatt family that he's a part of, I guess I kind of get that. Also from a perspective of government is a public service. So, yeah. All right. Customer service to businesses is a big part of Governor Pritzker's five-year plan. He also wants to focus on several areas that he thinks that we can emphasize, things that are already a plus for the state. Agribusiness and ag tech are the most prominent, which I think would be big for this area. Energy, information technology, life sciences, and healthcare, manufacturing, and transportation and logistics. These are the main things that Governor Pritzker's plan is supposed to highlight for us moving forward as a state, at least over the next 5 years. He also, under the customer service header, says that we need to refresh outdated regulations. And I think that's kind of an interesting way to approach it. All right. On the long-form plan, he says state government will be a valuable economic development partner by, and I think that's interesting because public-private partnerships was something I thought that he would lean on heavily in trying to develop a larger business climate in the state when you talk about the tax rate in the state on businesses. So the customer service angle, I'll repeat, state government will be a valuable economic development partner. How? Governor Pritzker says by listening, assisting, and working with the magical word transparently to identify the needs of Illinois residents and businesses, then determining how to address those, and then following through on solutions. And my first thought was, well, what if the thing that you realize and you hear from businesses and residents is that people want less government or less layers of government. Will you address that and follow through on solutions transparently to address that? I think that could be an interesting outcome. Also, under the heading of public-private partnerships, I told you that this is going to have to be something that he leaned on if he was going to follow his current path. There is, under the heading of a new foundation in his voluminous plan, we will foster a collaboration by developing regional economic hubs. And if you stop and go, all right, well, in this region of the state, is there a bigger economic hub than Quincy? Well, it depends on where the boundaries of this region are. My first thought was, well, of course this would be the economic hub of this region. However, if you get a little further into the plan, I'm specifically going to page 8, table 2. You look at the map broken down as the governor has it split out. We obviously would be the west central Illinois area. The map's not big enough that it has any city points on it, but it looks like maybe there's a slight little carve-out for West Central that looks like it might include Peoria. And at that point in time here, I'm going to hand the map to Scott. See, it, like I said, it doesn't have any city lines of demarcation on it, but that little carve-out in the northeastern portion of West Central Illinois looks like it may include Peoria, at which point, it's certainly at least Galesburg.
Yeah, definitely. And definitely Galesburg. I'm not sure about Peoria.
Peoria. And if not, why would you split the Peoria area between three different regions? I'm not sure.
Right.
Between Northwest, North Central, and West Central. So, obviously, I would think that if Quincy is the economic hub of West Central Illinois, would be a wonderful thing. If Peoria is included in that carved-out map, I don't know that Quincy would get the nod per the state needs because of the size of the Peoria area. The governor also went into great lengths to share what they've already done in his first 9 months of being governor. Downstate revitalization. Oh, that sounds good. He says they want to embark on a comprehensive effort to attract and retain businesses in downstate communities and build a pipeline of young talented workers and entrepreneurs. As far as retaining the young talent, he says we want to keep our high school and college graduates here. We've talked about this many times before. By making college more affordable, all right, and providing appealing opportunities in Illinois after graduation, this is where Governor Pritzker's past business dealings are going to come into play. He's been a venture capital investor in the IT industry. And if he can flex on that and make that a big part of the Illinois economy, there is an upside. But he's got a big hill to climb to make this a Silicon Valley of the Midwest. Interestingly, he points out under the Thinking Big header that we need to treat prospective businesses. I'm sorry, Steve. I took my headset off. Treat prospective businesses like valued customers and deliver end-to-end career services for displaced workers. To me, that says IDES all over it and expansion. But don't you remember the departments were supposed to plan on a 6.5% cut? How are we going to have expansion and a 6.5% cut in departments? Stay tuned. That's the Thursday edition of the News Roundtable. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. You should too.
The News Roundtable will reconvene tomorrow morning at 10:06 a.m. on AM 930 WTAD. Podcast available online at WTAD.com.